You're with SBS Radio.
Jekk taħdem ibes biex tħallas is-self fuq darek u xorta jibqalek xi dħul żejjed, tista' jekk trid tikkunsidra li tistabbilixxi dik li legalment tissejjaħ trust. Bit-trust tal-familja wieħed ikun jista' jaqsam l-assi tiegħu mal-familja anke wara ħajtu. Il-fondi fi trust huma ħafna drabi jikkunsidrati bħala mekkaniżmu għal prevenzjoni tat-taxxi għal dawk il-persuni għonja biss. Intant skont figuri mill-Uffiċċju Awstraljan tat-Taxxi, il-biċċa l-kbira ta' 900,000 trust fl-Awstralja huma trusts li joperaw b'madwar 2 miljuni dollari jew inqas. Liam Short, speċjalista tal-fondi tas-Super f'Sydney, jispjega.
Trusts are an entity whereby you can put money into them and you can have the income or the capital spread out to family members or to others over time rather than having the assets just in your name and earning the income and the capital gains in your own name. So for many people, they will look at the common discretionary trust or family trust, and the idea with that is that they put some of their wealth in there and they use that to fund income for their children or grandchildren or other family members.
Hija ħaġa komuni li immigranti li jkunu fadlu tul ħajjithom jkunu jridu jgħinu l-itfal tagħhom ikollhom bidu sod f'ħajjithom, jispjega Short.
If they've built up the wealth, they move some of it into the trust. That may be invested in property or shares or any sort of asset. And then each year, the income from that trust, they can decide on how it's distributed among the beneficiaries of the trust. The good thing is that they still control the trust. They have full say in what happens to the money, and they can decide each year which beneficiary receives any of the distributions from the trust.
Tasikwit, Short jiltaqa' ma' nanniet li jkunu jridu jieħdu ħsieb tal-edukazzjoni terzjarja jew sekondarja tat-tfal tagħhom. Jagħti xi eżempji.
For example, you may have a grandchild who's 18 and going to university. You may be able to allocate 30,000 of income to them during that year to pay for all their expenses. And it's taxed as if it was earned by that individual in their own name. So at the lower tax rate, whereas if the grandparents are, I have ones who are tilers or painters, people who are professionals, and their own marginal tax rate is very high. So this is just a good way of having some of the income from their investments go to the next generation tax effectively.
Intant, xi kemm ikollu wieħed bżonn biex jistabbilixxi trust? Skont Short għandek bżonn tal-inqas nofs miljun dollaru biex tieħu sodisfazzjon mit-trust. Intant David Gerry li huwa bbażat f'South Australia u li l-kumpanija tiegħu ilha tħaddem fondi fit-trust sal-erbgħin sena jirrikjedi ammont inqas għall-trust dak ta' 200,000 dollaru. Jispjega Gerry.
You must remember that in establishing a fund or a trust, there are costs associated with it. If you have an independent trustee, such as an accountant looking after the affairs or a solicitor or the public trustee, there are fees charged for the administration of them. So you want to make sure that you don't set up a trust and put in $100,000 and then that's eroded by management fees by the trustee or administration as such.
Ġeneralment, trusts dumu joperaw għal 80 sena fil-biċċa l-kbira tal-istati u t-territorji Awstraljani ħlif fil-każ ta' South Australia. Jelabora.
Most of the time they are established by a person who has called a set law, and it's usually only $10 is used who set one up as a gift from a person who is not related to any of the beneficiaries or future beneficiaries. It's actually a document referred to as a trust deed, and there is a trustee appointed, and then the beneficiaries are usually stated. Sometimes they are not, but it is common to say that the beneficiaries are the children of the primary beneficiary.
Huwa importanti ħafna wkoll lil min tinnomina bħala trustee ta' trust tiegħek. Intant li hemm Short jemmen li l-iktar wol kruċjali huwa dak li jinnomina il-persuni.
And that's the person who appoints the trustees, who hires and fires the trustee and makes the decision who will control the trust. So it's really important to get the appointer positions correct and ensure that power passes to the right people through your lifetime.
L-aħħar ċensiment Awstraljan juri li terz tal-Awstraljani li għandhom negozju twildu barra mill-pajjiż. Jekk inti wieħed minnhom, David Gerry jgħid li jagħmel ħafna sens għalik li tistabbilixxi trust fil-bidu tan-negozju tiegħek.
they really need to seek advice in regard to how best to protect the business assets, to segregate them from the family home and allow them to have an equitable distribution to family members so that you have a reasonable tax base.
David Gerry jispjega wkoll kif dawn joperaw fl-sfera tan-negozji fil-familji.
Say you were going to go into business and you went to a bank and borrowed $100,000. They may lend it to you and the security may be your home. So in turn, you would then put that $100,000 into the trust as a loan to start and commence the business operations. The trust itself will then be the business structure and would start to run all of the sales and expenses through that. And at the end of the year, any profits made for it have to be distributed to the beneficiaries, usually mum, dad and the children.
Biex jaċċertaw li l-assi jintużaw kif jixtiequ huma bosta persuni bit-trusts, jippreferu jispeċifikaw b'istruzzjonijiet preċiżi.
A common way to do that is through the will, where you have a testamentary trust set up in the will, which then provides specific rights and issues in regard to how the assets are to be dealt with.
Trusts oħrajn magħrufa bħala trusts irrevokabbli huma tip komuni ieħor ta' trust fejn tista' titrasferixxi l-assi waqt li tkun għadek ħaj u dawn ikunu immaniġjati fi trust minn persuna nominata għal beneficju tal-beneficjarji tiegħek b'ċerti kundizzjonijiet.
As an example, you may have children that have turned out to be dependent on drugs. So you might want to assist them but control the use of funds so that they don't blow the whole lot if you give it to them in one hit.
Barra minn hekk, jekk wieħed għandu l-ħsieb li jagħti parti mill-assi tiegħu lill-persuni barra mill-Awstralja, xorti jgħid li l-Gvern Awstraljan ma jħallix residenti barranin jirċievu benefiċċju minn trust ta' familja Awstraljana.
So what we're seeing a lot of people doing now is they will exclude foreign beneficiaries from their trust. So while the child is overseas, they're specifically excluded from any benefit from the trust. The income and assets of the trust can only go to people who are actually living in Australia.
sbs.com.au